Today is the day we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. And what I'd like to do as we consider that is to shift the frame of our gospel story just a little bit so that what we're looking at is a kind of diptych, which I think is what happens in the text. So please turn with me to page 812 in your pew Bibles so that we can look together at the whole of what I'd like us to consider this morning. So at page 812, we're at the very beginning of the book of Mark. Now, what I'm about to share is inspired by a voice I am listening to more and more, and that is the voice of Carol Luther. Many of you may know Carol Luther, wife of Jay Luther. She was here in this parish for many years, in fact, sponsored for ordination out of St. Paul's. She is now the vicar of St. Aidan's in Bolinas. And like all of us, she has a weekly email. And in her weekly email, she expressed frustration that we always got the baptism without immediately looking at the desert, which is what I want to do with you this morning. But I want to say another word about Carol. Carol was one of the people who decided to come to the conversation that we had in the fall about the book, The Politics of Virtue. And there were a lot of amazing voices and perspectives that came to those conversations. But Carol's was certainly one of the clearest and strongest. She, without wavering, has a clear sight of how broken things are, particularly when it comes to the ways in which we treat the environment and what's going on there. And she's able to say this sometimes grim stuff with a real sense of a smile on her face and a sense of gospel hope as well. It's as though the gospel hope enables her to see things more clearly than some of us are able to do without flinching. So I commend Carol's voice in general, and as I was writing this, I thought, well, gee, you know, we ought to do a pulpit swap or something, because I would love to hear to have you hear more and more of what she sees. So part of what she sees very clearly is that, at least as it's presented in Mark, which is on page 812, Carol, Mike, in the Pew Bible, the beginning of Mark, let's look at how balanced the presentation is. Starting at verse 9, "In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart, the Spirit descending like a dove on him, and a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.'" Now the gospel today stops there. But look, "And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days. Tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him." Now, notice that these passages are almost exactly of the same length. They're the same size. They balance each other. In Matthew and Luke, the story of being in the wilderness is unpacked, and in both cases, there are three specific temptations that Satan gives to Jesus. Here, typical for Mark, it's much more concise. And notice that they're balancing, and that in the first instance, it's almost like a resurrection, and that it's so positive. The heavens are being ripped open, and it's positive. "You are my Beloved. With you I am well pleased." But look what happens. The Spirit is right there, and then it's the same Spirit with which he is baptized that drives Jesus out into the wilderness to this time of temptation and trial and Satan. The Spirit binds the two halves of this diptych together, making one picture of what happens in the very first moments of Jesus' public ministry. What happens next is that Jesus comes back from the wilderness and he proclaims with great clarity his mission statement. So continuing in verse 14, "Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news.'" And then the gospel story is launched, and we know what happens then. So it's these very strong, vivid, concise images. Boom, boom, boom. We get right at the beginning of Mark. What ties it together, I believe, is this person of the Holy Spirit. It's a very Trinitarian moment for me, and I think for the church in general, as we read these opening images, these flash images of who Jesus is. So this baptism of Jesus, the lectionary wants us to see only one part of it. But what I've hoped to do this morning is to expand it, to give you a wide sense of what happens right here at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. It's sort of like a sponge where the water hasn't been added yet, but you get a sense of the shape of what's going to be revealed as we walk together with Jesus. I wonder, as I look at this, if we aren't going to experience almost exactly the same sort of thing, a kind of diptych experience ourselves. We are now entering into the season of Epiphany, where we celebrate the expanding light of the gospel into the world as the days grow longer. But then, on Ash Wednesday, we have a pivot point where all of a sudden we too are driven into the wilderness, if you will, by the Holy Spirit. So we have both the experience of the celebration, the revelation of baptism, soon followed by the rigors of the wilderness, an opportunity to, in a very real way, follow the footsteps of Jesus, driven and held up by the Holy Spirit. Amen.